A rhetoric found for the carnation. Among the joys, including lessons, to be drawn from a contemplation of carnations, there are several varieties, and I would like, building up our pleasure, to begin with the least spectacular, the most down-to-earth, and perhaps the most solid, those that emerge from the mind at the moment the shoot itself emerges from the earth. At first, this plant hardly differs from couch grass. It clings to the ground, which looks there both hard-packed and as sensitive as a gum pierced by sharp eye teeth. If you try to extract the little wisp, it won't happen easily, for you soon notice that beneath it, there is a sort of long horizontal root underlining the surface. A long and very tenacious will to resist, rather strong. It is a sort of very resistant cord that throws the extractor off balance, forces him to change the thrust of his effort. It is very much like the sentence through which I am trying to express it right now. Something that uncoils less than it rips up, that grips the soil with 1,000 adventitious radicals, and is likely to break off under the effort before I have managed to extract the principle. Aware of this danger, I risk it doggedly, shamelessly, repeatedly. Enough of that, right? Let's drop the root of this carnation. Yes, we will drop it, and yet we shouldn't let ourselves think that I have described this carnation behavior simply to raise problems. Perhaps there is a perceptible will in vegetal behavior to bind up the earth, to be its religion, its religious, and consequently its masters. But let's return to the style of the roots. Why a string rather than a taproot or a branching like ordinary roots? Two reasons might have been behind this choice, either of them valid according to whether you look at it as an aerial root or a rampant stem. Perhaps if it is taken as an atrophied shrub, a weary, limp shrub without enough faith to raise itself vertically off the ground, then perhaps some ancient experience taught it the value of reserving its altitude for the flower. Is it that the plant must cover a vast terrain in search of scarce principles suited to the particular urgency that culminates in the flower? The length of these paragraphs devoted purely to the root of my subject must correspond to an analogous concern, but here we have reached our limit. Let's come out of the ground at this chosen place. So there's the tone, indifference. That was the important thing. Everything will flow from that some other time. And I can just as well keep quiet. Rouen, 1941, Paris, 1944.